Hey guys, you know what time it is? Oh, if you could see this watch, it says it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's time for some Dano's Dangerous Tequila. And let's do the Reposado today, all right? So I did have Michaela on. We did a great interview where she talked about the whole history of Dano's Dangerous Tequila. And they're really known for one thing, this right here, the pineapple jalapeno Blanco tequila. This is really awesome. It's already infused with pineapple and jalapeno. It's a great drink all by itself. But the key to this being good is the fact that their tequila is very solid and good as well. So let's talk about the Reposado. This is coming out of NAM 1507, the Reyes Distillery, which is located right in Tequila. It was a very old distillery that had closed down. And when Dano was searching to make his jalapeno pineapple tequila, he was really looking for someone that could make a fantastic tequila. So they found the Reyes family. They got them excited about opening the distillery. They actually went out and scraped the yeast and the bacteria off of the building to propagate the old family wild yeast to make this tequila. And boom, here we go. So this is their Repo 1507. They're using spring water. They're using stone brick ovens, roller mill for the crushing. And these are all aged in American white oak barrels. And they're new. So they're not using like old barrels. So you don't have like a super deep color, which I like that. It means it's not really being overly oaked or overly influenced. These guys do have a very agave forward tequila already. So to have it in a repo is really delicious. I drink this a lot. I use this as a sipper a lot of times. I also will make my margaritas when people come over out of this. I'll also make my palomas out of this. So the repo is great for mixing as well. Okay, so you get this agave flavor like we talk about, that flavor of it coming out of the stone ovens. But what's amazing on this is I also get a really fresh smell, and I also get a very fruity smell, which being a lowlands agave and the water from the lowlands usually is a little more mineral, a little more herbal, a little more vegetal than what this one smells like. And you do get just a little bit of that barrel note, a little bit of that barrel room smell, that oak. But the fruitiness is what really comes through for me. All right, let's give it a taste. Wow. So you get that barrel note, you get that agave, you get a lot of spice. I get a little bit of tobacco, a little bit of almost smokiness, and a little bit of caramelization taste or flavor. I don't know if that's from the agave itself or it's something coming over from the barrel. It's sweet. It's light, it's clean, it's got a really nice mouthfeel, and the peppery finish really kind of sneaks up on you in the end here. It's got a really nice finish that's really long. It kind of keeps going. So that tobacco and almost a dark chocolate as well on that fruity nose. And I will say that I get a little bit of like a dried fruit flavor as well in there. So this one is, you wouldn't think it'd be super complex, but it really is. It's more complex than what I was thinking it would be. Casa Reyes is making some fantastic tequila. This is definitely one to check out. If you go to their website and you use Brad2025, you actually get a discount on your order. They do a great job with their tequilas. You can get them in almost every state through their website. They do have pretty good distribution. It's definitely one that is worth trying. And not to talk about their other ones too much, but they do have a coffee Reposado that is out of this world for making an actual tequila, a tequila espresso martini. And don't forget about the pineapple jalapeno. It's great in a margarita. It's great in a glass. It's great over ice. It's great with a little bit of pineapple juice. This is phenomenal. So these guys are definitely one worth checking out. I do have an interview with Michaela that talks about the whole process and the history of the company. They talk a little bit about the distillery as well. So it's definitely one to check out. I'll put a link on here so you can watch the video, and I'll also put their website up here so you can find their tequila. But check it out. Dano's Dangerous Tequila. They know what time it is.